Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Jesus and Worldly Wisdom.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While many people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is a sick generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah, the prophet. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the people of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the people of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. When we look at the life of Jesus, we know the miracles he worked were influential in making people follow him. People were cured. That was a sign that he came from God. He taught them through his stories. The story of the prodigal son is a story of the good and bad brother. The bad one comes home and is welcomed by the father, making the one who stayed home jealous. We apply these stories to our own lives and our need of conversion. But there are other stories when we have Jesus trying to teach people who say, "Why should we listen to you? You have no authority to lecture us." These statements are made by Pharisees and Sadducees who see Jesus challenging their authority. And they say, "Who does he think he is?" But these stories still have messages nowadays for us as well. We hear about the woman who is not Jewish, but searching for the truth. And she was humble enough to say she had knowledge she needed to learn. We all have to say we still have much to learn as well. And then there is the prophet Jonah, who couldn't understand why he should even bother about working with people who weren't Jews. But he was sent to convert the people of Nineveh. Just pagans, as far as Jonah was concerned. But they listened to him and were converted. We are responsible for building a better world. And that is very obvious in these times when there is so much evil around us. We have to get involved in politics, especially during this time of elections. We want Zelensky and the Ukrainians to be free from Russian brutality. We don't want the Chinese dominating our world. And so we realize that the wisdom of Jesus is not just confined to religious issues, but a world in search of justice. And we know that Jesus has a message for the whole world. And that is what we are being told we have to preach. So thanks for listening to me.